All right. And so what we'll do is we'll go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record, and then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. The board may have some questions for you with your evidence, and then they will recess, go into deliberative session. They will either increase the value, leave it, or lower it, and then the town will send you a results or grievance notice by certified mail, typically within 2 weeks of this hearing, but by statute it's 2 weeks at, by the close of the hearings, which could be in 2 weeks from now.
Okay, a little
okay?
different than last time, 2011 that is.
Oops.
I think 2011 it was a little different as far as the process goes, but understood, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Apologize if I look tired. I've been at work since 1 in the morning, so
feel a little double right now.
All right.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Charlotte, hi.
Margaret Vickery.
Terry Girls.
And I'm Jefferson Cobb.
Nice to meet you, Jefferson.
You have the floor.
Okay. So I'm here to discuss the recent assessment of my property. I did have one meeting with the assessors already. I believe my original appraisal was up around 120%. Right now I'm at 108% above my previous appraisal at 280,000 to 601,000 is where I went. They brought me down to 586, which is about a little over 108% increase. I live in a 1200 foot square foot ranch, split level ranch, which in my mind is a starter home, first time buyer's home. I've lived in Colchester for about 22 years now, worked in Colchester for 26. And I just feel that the appraisers came in here. The market, real estate market, was at an all-time high, which since I believe has begun to come down quite significantly. I believe the pandemic in 2000 had a lot to do with what happened with the real estate market. And from my previous assessment to current and the last time some of the comps sold in the neighborhood, I just think I'm overvalued at 600,000 for the amount of square footage that I have. It was built in the 70s. It's not even, you know, if you really want to talk about a properly built house, I would say it's not properly built. Just the standards weren't the same as they were in today's world. So square footage wise, you know, that's, you know, I get the process, understand the process that, you know, these assessments come along over time and everything naturally goes up over time. And I'm not really here to argue that. I just think that I need to be underneath that town average, is really where I'm looking to be. And it just, I forget what my point was after that. But a couple other things that I got here to talk about is recently 92 Dunlop Way sold. That is a direct comp. It's the Dunlop Way has about 5 houses in it. It's a 1,200 foot square foot ranch. They listed for 549. And then lowered the price to 529, and I do not know what the final price was that they got, but I'm believing it's under 529. And then if you take the real estate fees, et cetera, out of it, you know, you're really talking under $500,000. As I put in my form that I filled out before here, that I believe that my property should be valued somewhere around $450,000. From the 280 that it was assessed in 2011. And then also, I don't believe it was taken into account when my house was assessed, that also my particular property is under restricted by a restricted covenant that says I'm not allowed to have any structures, trees, bushes, etc. above 123 feet above sea level. I believe that was not taken. I believe that does devalue my property. I've spent thousands of dollars, if not tens of thousands of dollars through the years, managing the trees in my yard to keep my neighbors happy and to keep the lawsuit letters at a minimum that they send out every couple years saying, oh, your tree's too high, cut it by this time, or will take further action. I believe that does devalue my property. That's a longer story. I believe that covenant started in the 70s. There was an argument about somebody that tried to build a two-story house, and the neighbor up top happened to play golf with a Supreme Court judge. And so it's a Supreme Court covenant. Nobody's really tried to fight it since then. But I believe it should be taken into account and devalue my property. The fact that I do have constant, I don't want to use the word harassment, that might not be correct, but if you don't cut your trees, they'll let you know about it. And it does also restrict me from, you know, building a second floor to my house and enhancing my views or adding to my square footage to expand my family. So it really limits the property itself. So restricted covenant, I talked about the comp on 92 Dunlop Way was another thing I wanted to talk about. And then also just to make a point that, you know, that a 1,200 foot square foot ranch, split level ranch, is really a starter home for most people. I mean, obviously you can buy your first home and live there forever. I have been there 22 years. But it is what it is. It's a split level ranch from the 70s. It's a very average home. Say it. And that's really all I got to say today.
Is your basement finished?
It is not finished, no ma'am.
Totally unfinished.
It has drywall up in it, but it's not painted and et cetera, et cetera.
What's it have for flooring?
It does have flooring in it. It's not laminate, it's tile.
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 And about, is the ceiling drywall as well?
The ceiling is, it's original, whatever they sprayed it, so it'd be popcorn.
Okay. In your basement.
In my basement, yes.
All right.
There's a washer and dryer down there.
And then just for the record, 92 Dunlop actually sold for more than the asking price. Its last list was 524, and it sold for 530.
Okay, all right, so it went the other way. Yeah, sure.
Just so you know.
Minus the real estate fees.
Now, the market is still, even though it's not as obnoxious.
They did list for $549 originally. They did take it down, so they got $1,000 over asking. So they must have had one other person interested in it, I'm assuming, if it went
$1,000
over. But minus the real estate fees and all that stuff that you encounter, you're probably... $40,000 underneath that number. 20 to 25 maybe. 6% most real estate agents get. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. It's your time now.
That's a story.
Do you have any more questions?
No. Oh. I'm all set.
I'm all set. All right. So we're gonna turn the record off.